This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Tom Payone. He's a technician at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., and he's been working on an exhibit there about a Confederate helicopter, which is part of their celebration or commemoration of the Civil War, which was 150 years ago. So, Tom, thanks for talking to us. Can you give me a little background on how you found out that there was a Confederate helicopter design?
Well, my boss is Roger Connor at the museum, and he is the curator for vertical flight. And when I was an undergraduate, I went to school at Gettysburg College, and I've always had a fascination with the American Civil War. And we were speaking one day, and he told me about this collection of drawings that's in the National Air and Space Museum archives by this engineer by the name of William C. Powers, and he said he was drafting a design for what is essentially a helicopter. So that really struck a nerve with me and my interest, and I decided to go out and look at the drawings and see what I could find out.
And there was actually a model that he built?
There was a small one, but he never really got past kind of the little tinkering things. There's a lot of family lore with the plans. They were rediscovered in the 40s in the attic by his ancestors, William and Clara McDermott, and the papers came to the museum from them. And they, when they donated the papers, they wrote up a little history of their family in the papers, and they have said that he had tinkered with the model, with the plans and little model, and he had wanted to kind of build a full test model, but he, between the lack of supplies and family lore said there was also a split in the family that many didn't want him to build the full size model for fear that it would fall into the hands of the Union and be used against the South, so it never really got beyond the drawing board stage from what the family has said.
Oh, that's interesting. And so have any aviation people or helicopter people looked at this design to sort of evaluate its merits?
Roger Connor, when he told me about the collection, he said that they had looked at the design with one of the employees at the museum who had some experience in aeronautical engineering, and what they basically said was that the propulsion system would never have been able to actually lift it off the ground. The design depended on Archimedean screws, so similar to kind of a ship's propeller in the water, the same type of design, and there were two that were supposed to help lift the helicopter and two that were supposed to push it. But it's very unlikely that they would have been able to get enough thrust or lift from those to counteract the weight of the whole hull and as well as the steam engine that was planned for it.
Well, it's interesting to think that, that long ago, 150 years ago, they were thinking about how to use something like a helicopter, even though they didn't quite have the design figured out for military purposes. So I thank you for posting that, and thanks for talking to us about it today.
Absolutely. Thank you for reaching out and letting me tell a bit about this very interesting set of drawings.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.